Hello everybody, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for tuning into Ray Jensen Radio Podcast. Sesuai janji, gue akan podcast di Room for Dessert, khususnya di sebelah tamannya. Nah ini gue tepatin nih janji gue, kita masih di Bali. Udah di Room for Dessert, biarpun nanti podcastnya itu sedikit cepet ya, karena Chef Will sangat-sangat busy dan sekarang restorannya udah full terus. Nah sekarang kita lagi di gardennya nih, ini filled with amazing kind of fruits. Dan Chef Will nanti akan bawa kita tour ke taman-tamannya. Oke, jangan lupa subscribe ya di Ray Jensen Radio Podcast. Selain di YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, dan juga Anchor App. For further updates, check out di Instagram kita di Ray Jensen Radio. Oke, please welcome Chef Will Goldfarb. Enjoy the show. Oke guys, kita menepati janji kita, udah di Room for Dessert Ubud. Yes, with the best pastry chef in the world.
We must be in somewhere in the garden, hiding.
So, Chef, Room for Dessert just has its 8th anniversary.
Yes.
With your 57th birthday.
47.
Well? Oh, 47.
57. Come on, man. 47, I think it's old enough, right?
Huh? How do you feel about everything?
I feel older than last year. But happy to be here. Super excited. Was really great to be in our new space, which we plan to open in first week of September, Powder Room. Yeah. I'd love to do a cast with you from there when we are ready. I think it's going to be really amazing treats for everyone. And it was great to have our friends, great music, DJ Jero. I mean, having Lars from Empirical is like so amazing. So the whole thing was Jero UD and Panda Egi, like food. Two of our favorite Balinese chefs and most important people, two of the most important people in the Balinese culinary scene.
Yeah.
Together with one of the most important people in the world of spirits and, you know, Lars and Empirical team, which is really extraordinary. Yeah. Thank you for coming. I hope you had a good party.
Oh my God, we have a really a great time.
I didn't see you dancing as much as I would like.
Yeah.
I hope for the next time.
Next time.
Yeah. Or and bring like, you know, like a stunt man to do the dancing for you.
How about next door? It will be similar concept?
Not at all. Completely different.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But
sorry.
Don't worry. It will be daytime and takeaway.
Mm. And how do you feel?
Responsible candy for grown-ups.
Ah, I see. And how do you feel about Room for Dessert turning 8?
I feel great. I'm so proud we made it. It's our best achievement in our career, I think, to make it to 8 years through the pandemic. And having back to full restaurant every night is so amazing. Such a surprise. The feedback is so great. We're so proud of our team. Yeah. They've worked so hard to get here and shows the dedication of each and every member of our team that they're still here 2 years later, putting all their heart into every dish, and you can really taste it in the food. Yeah. So I'm very lucky.
And looking back, we did a podcast about your Room for Dessert history, right?
Yes.
Is it your plan to keep growing the sites now? Well, next door now it's huge garden, and you're planning to open next door.
You didn't see the new garden in the back, did you?
No, just this one and that one. The last
maybe
time
I can try to show you.
Yeah,
we have another 20 ara. Actually, everything for this menu we grow 200 meters from the restaurant.
Wow.
So we are 90% planted, 10% built, and all of that building was prepared by us.
Wow.
None of it was before.
Wow.
None of it was done by us. All of it was here. We just made a small improvement here. So we haven't done any building at all and ruined any of the beautiful land in and around Ubud. We just planted it.
Can you talk a little bit about the garden here?
Sure. On the right side of the restaurant is 120 types of medicinal plants.
Yeah.
On this side is 60 types of fruit trees that we planted in January of 2019. So you'll see mangosteen tree is going to come maybe 10 to 12 years again. The mango trees fruiting now is quite extraordinary. It's really wonderful. So you'll see on the menu that all of the plants which we grow here are from our new farm in the back of the restaurant.
Yeah.
But we've been really proud just to plant and not to build, not to add anything, not to ruin any of this beautiful land around Bali and around Ubud, and to help bring back these traditional medicinal plants from Indonesia and Bali and introduce them to all of our dishes.
Mm.
We also have a list of all the chefs who inspired this menu and the specific dishes we can show you while you're here in some of the cookbooks. But we're really proud to be able to share our influences, not to conceal them.
Yeah. Why? I get the feeling, I've been in Bali a week now. I get the feeling, the sense of togetherness, not being competitive among chefs, among businesses.
No point to be competitive. We all sink or swim together.
And how are you feeling after the pandemic wave is over? Finally, it's now traffic everywhere.
Let's not say over. Let's just say for a few months we're doing okay. And we're happy to be here. We're proud to be here. We're proud to represent Ubud, Bali, Indonesia back on the world stage again. And you know, we just hope to keep working hard and delivering a great product, making people happy every day. That's what this job is all about.
Yeah. And how about the amazing award that you got? How? Tell us the story about that.
I don't know. I got a call from one of the, I was invited to attend the event, but you're not really allowed to know if you win or not.
Yeah.
So it's just, I was invited to attend the awards, which I thought was a great opportunity to meet some of my friends, some of my old friends. And then, when they announced the winner, I was shocked, but very happy. And my wife was very happy for me, which was nice too.
The hard work has paid off, maybe. You feel about
that? I think, especially for the team, it's a team award. I mean, it has my name on it, but the award is for the team, the people that work here, who you can also see.
Yeah.
Every name of every person that works here is listed on our menu, because those are the people who do the work. Mm. Those are the people who deserve the respect. I'm just the figurehead. I'm the coach. I'm happy to be the coach.
Yes. And how about what's your vision for the next 8 years for Room for Dessert, Chef?
Plant as much as we can, cook as well as we can, help as many young people realize their dreams as we can, feed as many people as we can.
Nice. Do you have any advice for future chef generation?
Just keep at it. I think I was saying a quote to the staff today. It's from one of, it's an old monk's quote. It was talking about the two important steps for mastery.
Yeah.
And the first is starting and the second is finishing. Everything else is the middle. So we're happy to be in the middle.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep working to cook for hungry people, celebrate Indonesian traditions, share our common history, work on healing through food, using our edible garden, and of course making people happy. That's our, making people happy is what gives us satisfaction, and more than any award possibly can.
And the Dharma Kitchen is still...
Yeah, we're just running it under our Room for Community program.
Okay.
So yeah, we are ongoing. We're still feeding. We do 150 meals a day. Yeah. We're still cooking for orphanage, senior center, birthing clinic, community centers around Ubud. We still cook meals every day. You can find our staff meal on our Instagram page every day. The same one we eat, good enough quality to sell, and that's what we give away.
And
so people are still hungry.
People want to support?
Yes, we have a Go Get Funding page. I think we are starting. Maybe I can share it with you later.
Yes.
But we will open a... We will open a separate page for the funding now. It's because we're going to build a separate kitchen to do it.
Okay.
Because we want to cook more and more meals. I think there's more and more hungry people, and that's not going to stop just because of a few good months after the pandemic.
Yeah.
I think now people will start to feel the pain all over Indonesia, all over the world, and we just want to make sure that it's no one feels ashamed to be hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, what a cost. What a great cost. And how about the Room for Dessert Academy? Now the restaurant is full?
Yes, it's quite difficult actually. In April and May, it was really rewarding. We had the biggest class we've ever had. Thanks to your support as well. That's helped us to get the message out and get this next generation of young Indonesian pastry chefs here to cook with us. We're very proud of that. My feeling is that we will film one session this year and then we will bring it back in 2023.
Okay.
And I might consider, we are considering doing, breaking it into weeks because I think now for everyone, it's going to be too difficult to take a month away from work.
Yeah.
So we're going to break it into weeks and we're going to have more 1 day and 2 day classes. So there's a more steady stream of, steady stream of material for people to study in different sizes. And we will try to run a lot of it out of our new space next door as well.
Well, Chef, thank you very much for taking the time from your super busy day.
No, not at all. We're just really happy that you're here. I'm excited to show you the new farm if you want to bring the camera. But we're really happy that you're here. Really grateful to have your support and to count you as a friend.
Yes,
and
of
looking
course.
Forward to supporting you in Jakarta in all of your wonderful ventures that you're too shy to plug on your own show.
Yeah, I've been asking Chef Will to come to Bura Bura.
I think we should do, I told you our bartender is Burarere, Ferrari.
I already talked.
Buratiga.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're ready for Buratiga.
And I also want to mention a lot of my friends take your class, The Room for Design Academy, and talk to me about how generous you are.
That's nice of them to say.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, so again, thank you, Chef.
Absolute pleasure and really happy to have you here in any capacity and really great to be on your show again.
Yes, and next we do a little farm tour and we eat all the tasting menu at Room for Design. Okay, jangan lupa.
So here we just grow the 30 plants that feature on the menu.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a perfect place actually for...
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, please jump in, however you're comfortable. But yeah, everything from kumis kucing...
What do you use that for, kumis kucing?
We make juice.
Oh, juice?
Yeah, so good.
Wow,
bit strange, but
bunganya.
All natural, no chemical, no pesticide, natural fertilizer, which we make ourselves. Yeah, laksa leaf, pinto pea, rosella, cosmos, kinikir, sorghum, wing bean.
Oh, kecipir.
Yeah. The rosella, we just had a huge harvest, so it's a bit stripped, but I mean, you get the idea. You see how many trees there are.
Oh, rosella.
Yeah, I mean, we have hundreds. I love rosella. Yeah, me too. Wow. But you can see from here, so this goes also to the river.
Oh, yeah.
It's really amazing place. And we're able to do like big harvest here, you know, not just a little clipping here and there.
Felicia managed the farm?
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, the garden?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing, Chef.
Amazing, right?
Yeah,
it's paradise. Yeah. Paradise.
And it's all fruit trees as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing.
Nice, right?
Yeah. Pohon buah semua ini pagarnya juga.
Nice. Same like Gunung Arman. Maybe 30 years ago, right? Same feeling. Same feeling. Thank you. over here, yeah. Up to you. No, no, it's, and then just walk around on the ledge here.
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife. You see the ledge here, yeah?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Yeah, great. And then you can come here. Behind the scene.
Room for dessert behind the scene.